Did you know the National Association of Professional Organizers has reported that it costs $120 minimum in labor to track down a misplaced document, or even $250 in labor to recreate it? Yuck. Filing systems that work with the way that you work are critical to your cost management. The following tips will help you in getting systems set up to meet your needs. Hi, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. So let's get going with those seven tips. The first one is file only what you need. Now, I know this sounds really simple, but even I'm guilty of sometimes of putting things in files because it's easier to file it away than to make a decision. Don't do that. Make the decision. The fewer things that you have in your files, the easier it is to find what you really need. Recognize that your files are not dumping grounds. Don't put things in your files without first thinking about whether or not you can get rid of them. The next tip is to create a file index. Think about your high school yearbook, where you go to the back of the yearbook, you look up your name, and you know that you can find yourself on page 5, 7, and 53. You don't have to look through all the other pages, you just go directly to what you're looking for. And that's what a file index can do for you and your papers. List the location of each category and folder. That way, when you need to find your documents, you'll have an easier time locating what you need. Now, I personally use PaperTiger for my file management, both at home and at work, and it's an electronic indexing system, but you don't have to scan your documents. If you want to know more about it, check out some of the great videos on the site. You can find it at www.findin5seconds.com. And 5 is spelled out, so it's www.findin5seconds.com. Tip number 3 is to reduce the piles into files. If you keep your files in piles on your desk because you need to see them, try using a rolling file cart. This keeps piles off your desk, but in a place where you can see them at all times. Tip number 4, avoid paperclips. Clip multiple page documents together with staples or binder clips, but avoid paper clips because they have a tendency to get caught on other pages, and then things get grouped together that you didn't intend to have grouped together. Tip number 5, remember you are ever changing, so your filing system should be too. Your filing system should be a dynamic and ever-changing creature. Don't be afraid to get rid of a category if you don't use it anymore, or to add a new one if you need it. Consolidate folders that seem to go together under one large heading, and split up categories into smaller pieces if the folders get too stuffed or too full. Once a year, you should set aside a little bit of time to purge old and obsolete information from your files. And if you follow these instructions, your filing system will serve you well for the rest of your life. Tip number 6, consider using color coding for your files. You can consider using a different color folder or tab for each section of files. For example, all financial folders are green or have a green label. This makes it easier to find the file you need quickly and makes it easier to put folders back into the right place. You'll now be able to put your hands on the folder you want almost instantly and run down the row of major categories until you find the right one. Last tip, tip number 7, don't overstuff those file cabinets. There's nothing worse than having to file papers in a file cabinet that's overloaded. Leave enough room in the file drawers so that you're not using all of your energy to get the paper out or in. That's it for now. I suggest you only try to implement a few of these things rather than a bunch of them all at once. Pick one or two that really speak to you, and then make a habit, and then add a few more. What do you think? What tips do you have for filing your papers and finding things quickly? Or have you ever tried one of these? How did it work? I'd love to hear your comments. And if you'd like more productivity tips and tricks, check out my blog at productiveandorganized.net. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. And if you like this cast, I'd love it if you'd share it with your friends on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks, and have a great day. This is Stephanie signing off, saying to your success.